With KSJD News, I'm Daniel Reisel. Healthcare officials across the Navajo Nation say hospital capacity and resources are being stretched thin as the coronavirus resurges. They held a joint virtual press conference Thursday that included Dr. Rita Vincent, the clinical director at Northern Navajo Medical Center in Shiprock. She says there's a 50% nursing vacancy at the center and that some roles are being delegated to other staff like dentists and physical therapists.
Our greatest concern is the potential for having to allocate resources if demand for our resources exceeds supply.
Dr. Vincent also said patients with and without COVID are being transferred daily to hospitals in Durango and Colorado Springs. President Jonathan Nez is asking for the White House to approve a major disaster declaration for the Navajo Nation. He's also extending the tribe's lockdown order and weekend curfews. A private developer's plan to pipe water from Utah to Colorado has been denied again. KUNC's Luke Runyon has more.
Aaron Million has wanted to build a pipeline from the Green River to the fast-growing Front Range for more than a decade. His latest iteration would have drawn water from the river in Utah, pipe it hundreds of miles across Wyoming, and then drop down into Colorado. But Utah's top water officials rejected the proposal, saying the pipeline would hurt efforts to boost populations of endangered fish. A similar proposal from Million drew criticism from environmentalists in 2012 and was denied by two federal agencies and the state of Wyoming. I'm Luke Runyon.
This is KSJD News.